Meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 64. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 33. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Forest Service has announced that they are working to try and curb an issue about a seed problem spreading across the state of Kansas coming from the Bradford pear tree, as they see the seeds are leaving some of the urban areas where they're planted and causing some bigger issues in some of the less populated regions around the state.
We're really trying to get in the front end of it as much as possible before it gets much worse.
That's Ryan Rastak with the Kansas Forest Service on KAKE News, where they talk about some of the issues going on with the Bradford pear tree.
But there are just a bunch of different issues, you know, associated with the tree. You know, smell, storm damage, they're invasive. Eventually, because it started to fall apart and windstorms and things like that, they started producing other cultivars with different genetics. That then once you had those two plants, they could then cross-pollinate and produce viable seed that then would get distributed into, you know, naturalized areas.
The Kansas Forest Service has announced a buyback program for those who may have the tree planted.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. $1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Jefferson County commissioners have approved a settlement for Floyd Bledsoe, who ended up spending 16 years in prison for allegedly raping and murdering
an
individual.
A great defense, so whoever's quarterback doesn't have, and Derrick Henry, you're not asked to throw 50 times and win it. You got a star back and a star defense.
Well, the offensive line has its major.
Well, they did, but they got Skoronski. They got
Skoronski. According to one depth chart, they're looking at starting him at guard. They picked up Andre Dillard from Philly, former first-round pick, to be left tackle. But Colin, this is the two things I don't like are, first of all, 6 years is he going to beat out Malik Willis for the backup?
Yes. Yes. I think they kind of bailed on.
Second, I would agree. Malik Willis didn't look ready.
And frame him.
Here's the second part.
Evidence.
Their number one receiver, Traylon Burks. We liked him. He had a good rookie year at Arkansas.
Margaret
number two is Chris Moore. Number three is Nick Westbrook and Akine. You could argue this is the weakest wide receiver room in the entire AFC.
Has to get better. See, now, if they moved off Tannehill's contract,
they'll free up some room.
Yeah, then you go buy a receiver. So this is not a great team.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a busy weekend in Lincoln over the weekend as teachers and public school advocates held a rally at the Capitol in opposition to Legislative Bill 753, known as the Opportunity Scholarships Act, that would allocate near $25 million for tax credits for individuals making donations to organizations to help provide scholarships to private schools in the state. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that those credits could eventually rise to near $100 million a year, giving the opportunity for near 5,000 students to switch to private schools. Opponents of the bill say that it would discriminate against children based on race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability, along with state dollars that would be taken away from the public school system in the state. Advocates of the bill say that it would create more competition in the market, along with giving children more option for better educational resources, with the opportunity to open more private and religious schools across the state as well. The bill is in its final readings and is likely to pass over the next few weeks.
Brent Michael.
2023. Saturday, May 13th, First Console Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits. Bret Michaels, Party Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners held a public hearing, afterward granting a 10-year tax exemption to KSI conveyors for construction of a building and equipment. Those commissioners held a special meeting April 17th, going into executive session with a candidate for Nemahal County Administrator. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised they've been working several stolen vehicle cases recently. He submitted a request for $337,000 from American Rescue Plan funds toward a new computer-controlled dispatch center, which would be supplemented by $100,000 from the Sheriff's Reserve Fund for a total of $437,000. He's pursuing other grants that could reduce that amount of the request. Several year-end fund transfers were also approved. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project on K-63 in Pottawatomie County Tuesday, weather permitting. The project covers approximately 8 miles from the north K-63-K-16 junction to the Nemahal County line. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers. Work is to continue Monday through Fridays during daylight hours through the end of May. Beatrice authorities are asking the public for assistance if anyone was seen prior to a fire Sunday morning at 960 West Mary, shortly before noon. They suspect it may have been set deliberately. An investigation continues with initial reports someone may have been seen running from the area shortly before. Firemen were called to the scene and extinguished a fire confined mainly to a garage storage area, which moved into the attic of a house, but otherwise resulted in mostly smoke damage. No one was home at the time of the fire. Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a chicken fried dinner Monday evening beginning at 5 at the community center. The public is invited. River Valley Extension District will host a mulching benefits workshop Thursday in Belleville. Horticulture agent Kelsey Hattisall will share the benefits of mulching, which can increase soil and plant health, as well as aesthetic value of properties. The noon hour workshop Thursday at the Belleville Public Library is free and open to the public. RSVP requested in advance. Call the Extension office in Washington at 325-2121. Catch the news on your time with our morning and midday news podcast. Download anytime, available on our website at KeyNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny but warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night. Staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Showers may continue throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. More showers still possible as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And still a chance for some rain throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday, sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. And more rain possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May 71, record high on this date 94. The average low 48 and the record low 24. Sunset this evening 8:20, sunrise in the morning at 6:29.
KNDY. To modern ears, the greatest thing since sliced bread sounds like a joke, but it was a real revolution at the time. The story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 1st, the 121st day of the year. The film Citizen Kane premiered on this night in 1941. If no one has made a movie about the invention of sliced bread, maybe they should. It's a fascinating story. The son of German immigrants struggled for years to refine his invention. After a fire destroyed his first attempt, he started again from scratch, only to be scoffed at by those he shared a dream with. Then in 1928, a failing bakery in Chillicothe, Missouri, bought a bread cutter in a last-ditch effort to save their business. Demand exploded. It was called the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. The sentiment remains today as the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye, Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa know-how. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa know-how.
Persis Body Shop in Marysville is ready to help with your body repair, refinishing, and collision work. They offer total glass installation and feature 24-hour wrecker service. If it's an accident, hail damage, or other automotive repairs, drop by the shop at 410 North 6th in Marysville. Bruce's Body Shop. Help with body repair, refinishing, and collision work, 24-hour wrecker service, and glass installation.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are loaded to the hilt with over 500 appliances in stock for major brands including Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Dishwashers start at $3.99. Small chest freezers start at $1.99. Refrigerators starting at $4.99. 12 months interest-free payments and free shipping within 100 miles to your door on all items $4.99 and above. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
For sports, I'm Doug Downs. The draft is over in Kansas City, and for the defending Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, they came into the draft with 10 picks. They did leave with 7 selections. The Chiefs knew going into the draft they would need defensive players, wide receivers, and an offensive line. They ended up with 5 defensive players, 1 offensive line, and 1 wide receiver. The Kansas State Wildcats had more players selected in this year's draft than in recent years. K-State had 4 players go in the draft. Felix Anaduke Uzama went to the Kansas City Chiefs in the first round. Julius Brice to the Colts. Josh Hayes went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Deuce Vaughn went to the Dallas Cowboys, where his dad is a member of the staff. The Wichita State women's softball team won the American Athletic Conference over the weekend. They swept Tulsa. The Shockers are 43-8 on the season. Now they have the American Athletic Conference tournament coming up, where they will be the #1 seed. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR up to 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Royals didn't get swept over the weekend, but they could only manage to win 1 out of 4 games on the road against the Twins. The Royals lost yesterday 8-4. They're off today. They start a series now with the Orioles beginning tomorrow at 6:40 at Kauffman Stadium. In the NBA playoffs, Golden State came from behind in the series down 2-0 to win the series 4-3 with a 120-100 win over Sacramento yesterday. And the Miami Heat lead the series 1-0 over New York. They got a 101 win yesterday. Kansas City Chiefs Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt announced that former returner wide receiver Dante Hall will be a 2023 inductee into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Hall is the 52nd individual and 48th player to earn this coveted honor. The official enshrinement for Dante Hall will be during Chiefs Legend Weekend at Arrowhead Stadium coming up this fall. Only one game in the NHL playoffs tonight. It is the Rangers taking on New Jersey. It's at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S Subcompact Tractor from New Holland.
With 25 horsepower, a three-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple two-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by CanEquip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Add various bearded iris to your garden for a long season of bloom. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These low-maintenance spring bloomers come in a variety of sizes and colors. The miniature dwarf varieties are the first to flower. As the spring progresses, so does the blooming sequence. The standard dwarf bearded iris are next to flower, followed by the intermediate, and finally the tall bearded iris. Repeat blooming iris will rest and then put on another flower show in late summer or fall. But don't limit yourself to these. The early blooming netted iris and summer blooming Louisiana and Japanese iris are just a few of the other irises that can extend your enjoyment throughout the spring and summer. Grow bearded iris in full sun and well-drained soil. Plant so the iris rhizome, that thick underground stem, is just below the soil surface. Planting too deep can result in root rot and poor flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We often cherish time spent with our mom. That was the case for Ray Starling. But in this case, dinner with mom came with a trade-off. It meant he'd need to find another way back home. And that original ride was one that was pretty special. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In parts of 2017 and 2018, Ray Starling was special assistant to the president for ag, ag trade, and food assistance. It was a role that had him advising the president in the White House and also afforded him a chance to fly a few times on Air Force One.
We flew to a Farm Bureau meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and I stayed and had dinner with her that night in Nashville and flew back commercial the next day. Or I could have flown on Air Force One four times while I was working at the White House. So I bring that up every now and then with her.
Knowing that most of us will never get to fly on Air Force One, I asked Ray, a farm kid from North Carolina, what that ride is like. He said he had a lot of questions before his first flight and asked a colleague about the procedure for selecting your seat aboard the president's plane.
Do you get on and try to find a seat and get comfortable? He laughed out loud. He said, oh, no, the egos are way too big for that. You will have an assigned seat.
Sure enough, he boarded to find a placard with his name on the seat where he would sit. As for food on board, Ray says one treat stands out.
There's a little box of M&Ms with a presidential seal. The napkins have a presidential seal that's real silverware. I mean, it's really nice.
I ask Ray about the fact we always see pictures of the president's arrival at a place, but we never see the rest of the passengers disembark.
How does that happen?
So as they are bringing the president down the long steps with the red carpet, in that little 2 or 3 minutes, that is when you are coming out of the back of the plane and you are ready to fall in line in the motorcade as soon as the president goes.
We'll have more about what it's like to travel aboard Air Force One next time as we travel the countryside. In Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Snails and slugs move around the garden at, well, a snail's pace. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They may be slow, but the damage they can do adds up quickly if they're not controlled, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Slugs and snails are a universal pain in gardens. They're very similar creatures, except snails carry their house on their back. Robin Rosetta is a retired extension educator at Oregon State University. She says 99% of the snails and slugs found in your garden are not native. Since they thrive in cool, damp areas during the day, Rosetta says one line of defense is to eliminate their hiding places.
See if you have woody debris around, containers, anything that they would hide under during the daytime is a good place to look. And you can hand collect them. Often it's just pretty easy to put them in a can of soapy water and they'll drown within 24 hours usually.
Some people use cups of beer buried around the plants. Slugs and snails are attracted to the yeast in the beer and fall in. There are chemicals that control them, but be careful because these products may be harmful to pets and kids. Barriers around your plants are another option. Copper flashing and screen is often successful. The copper somehow reacts with the critter's slime, causing a flow of electricity. Snails and slugs need moisture to function, so you might solve the problem by just letting everything dry out.
If you water in the morning versus water in the evening, chances are that you're going to see a great reduction in the amount of damage overnight because it'll still be wet if you water in the evening. So having things drier, again, will tend to make it less conducive.
If your garden is overrun with snails and slugs, change your landscaping. The creatures aren't fond of plants with stiff leaves and highly scented foliage. They also won't munch on geraniums, impatiens, begonias, and ornamental grasses. Learn more about snails and slugs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
With spring approaching, wedding season is upon us, which means many couples are preparing for their big day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While many couples are likely thinking about last-minute wedding preparations, it's also an important time for them to have conversations together around money. Fewer than 50% of Americans share financial priorities and decision-making with their spouse. Getting married is a major life moment, and ensuring you and your spouse are on the same page financially can set you up on the right path together. Money conversations aren't just for newlyweds. Having frequent, open dialogue about finances can help ensure your choices continue to align with your values and take you one step closer to achieving your goals together as a couple. Have a heart-to-heart with your spouse around finances. It's one way to build unity as a couple and achieve greater financial clarity with the resources God has given you.
The ongoing battle against bird flu in the United States. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Avian influenza, commonly called bird flu, has been reported in all 50 of the United States, and animal health officials just updated reporters on how the battle's going. Yuko Sato is an extension poultry veterinarian at Iowa State University.
Rest assured, any infected product would never, ever enter the food chain. And even if it did, this virus is very wimpy. So poultry products in general are safe to eat. So nothing to worry about with influenza. Carry on, eat your eggs and chickens.
Sato says poultry farms that don't yet have avian influenza problems are on high alert.
First thing is just to be informed. So if you're a small producer, have some sort of credible resource that you can reach out to. What sort of outbreaks or infections have been around in your area? That's kind of giving you a little bit of an alert, and having sensible biosecurity practices. You don't have to be in a silver fortress, like, you know, protecting from everything that potentially could be harmful.
Sato says a lot of reporters, not me, of course, keep asking what's next with AI.
It's really hard to answer that question as a scientist because we're looking at data to make an analysis. We can call for some predictions, but it's really hard to say what's going to happen next.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday, May the 1st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, there's nothing like waiting till the last minute. That's a phrase that we all are used to hearing in any walk of life. The EPA is set to issue another emergency waiver to allow the sale of E15 sales during the summer of 2023. It's supposed to happen today.
This whole episode of needing emergency waivers to sell E15 during the summer, it just underscores the fact that we have got to have a national solution that puts this thing to bed. It's unfortunate. Here we are, you know, right up to the last minute. May 1 really starts is the start of where it would be problematic were that waiver not in place. And so, of course, it is good news. It's what we've all been asking for. Here we are again, waiting for some sort of an emergency action to do this. So what we need to get to is a year-round E15 solution. This is good for everybody. I mean, it's most importantly good for consumers. I'll tell you a little fact here. Last year, Iowa, we had a 40% increase in the amount of E15 that was purchased by Iowa drivers last year. That saved Iowans over $30 million if you compare the price of E15 to E10. Now, if you imagine if you took that over the national distribution system, you'd be talking tens of billions of dollars of savings for consumers. So, of course, there's also benefits to farmers and communities where ethanol plants are, and it's better for the environment. So I sit here and say today, it's good news. It allows E15 to be available all summer, but we have got to get to a national solution that does away with this whole waiver process.
And let's look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
$1,500 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV. 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2,209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be conducting a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, featuring 135 choice black-white faced first calf heifer pairs and 35 choice red Angus first calf heifer pairs. These pairs will be the front pasture kind. Several have AI-sired calves born from late December through January, and the pairs are ready to turn out. Fall-bred cows consist of 335 mostly black-white faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to older, which includes two dispersals. These cows are bred for late August through October calving. 20 choice, home-raised, calf-vaccinated Angus fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI-bred to Angus bulls for late August through October calving. Breeding bulls include 40 Angus, Polled Hereford, Red Angus, Stem Angus, Horned Hereford, Charlet, Gelvey, and Brangus bulls. They'll be 14 months to 3 years of age. We will have more cows by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Whether you are thinking about constructing a new building or repairing or updating an existing building on your operation, cost and functionality planning are key. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Whether due to damage or simply aging, most farm buildings eventually require repairs. Jeremiah Fairbanks, General Manager of Repairs for Morton Buildings, says projects typically fall into one of three categories.
The most common is updating a building, giving it a fresh look. For example, replacing faded or rusted steel on roofs and sidewalls. Second is adding functionality, such as a new porch, windows, walk doors, or large sliding door openings. And third is repairing damage, which may be due to storms or when equipment bumps into a building because a well-used farm building takes a beating.
Fairbanks says there are several things to consider when planning a repair.
If repairing weather damage, be sure to talk with the insurance agent to determine what is covered. Check whether a damage is covered by a warranty. If functionality is the issue, think about your needs. What updates are needed to meet your current needs but also your needs of the future. And finally, while many farmers have basic skills to do some of the repairs themselves, it's not easy to fix a building. There are issues involving safety, proper installation, and some materials may be hard to come by.
He adds that whether to repair or replace a farm building can be a tough decision.
Many farmers become attached to old buildings that have been in the family for a long time. Some of these structures can be updated and preserved. In other cases, it's impractical to repair the building that is not structurally sound or too small to meet the customer's needs. If you decide to build a new building, be sure to factor not only in the cost of the structure, but also the associated costs such as concrete foundations or utilities already in place in the existing building.
Jeremiah Fairbanks, General Manager of Repairs for Morton Buildings. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. The liquidation that started last month is continuing into the new month. Also, China canceled a huge U.S. order of corn, and that is also affecting markets. Matter of fact, corn for May down a quarter right now, 635 and three quarters. July corn, 579 and three quarters. That's down 5 1/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 792, and that's down 15 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat, 753 and a quarter. $64.80. That's down 67.5 cents. Live cattle for August, 162.67.5. That's down $1.10. Feeder cattle for May, 209.97.5. That's down $1. Feeder cattle for August, 230.10. That's down 62 cents currently. Crude oil for June, 75.21 is your current price, and that's down $1.56. July crude, 75.08 cents, and that's down $1.53. Gold currently. Gold for June, $19.90, 40 cents. That's down $8.70. Silver for May, $25.12, and that's up 12 cents right now. Looking at the stock market, well, you know, the Dow futures are kind of flat after failed First Republic is sold to J.P. Morgan. Right now, the Dow up 107, S&P up 13, NASDAQ up 30. Let's look at your market information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Then let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Stressful for Dad, but always fun for me. Raising bottle calves can be tricky. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today.
K-State beef expert Philip Lancaster and Mississippi State professor Amelia Willems share their advice on managing bottle calves.
One of the things to pay attention to is the type of protein that's in the milk replacer. So there are milk replacers that are based on plant proteins like soybean meal, and there are milk replacers based on milk proteins or whey protein. And that whey protein is much more digestible in a young calf. Their gut has a much better ability to digest that whey protein than soybean meal protein. And so look for a milk replacer that is whey protein based.
Very important to mix that milk replacer up correctly. It may not seem like a little bit more or less water makes a difference, but if you don't get enough water into that milk replacer, you can have some real serious health problems. The other thing is that they might consider getting a colostrum replacer and add a little bit of that to the milk replacer. Now, stick with me here. What I'm saying is that the calves will not absorb the colostrum like we normally think, but it will just coat the intestines and help decrease infection with bacteria that might cause health problems. And it's been shown that as little as 10% colostrum added can make a real difference in health. And one producer told me once that they pour their colostrum or colostrum replacer in an ice cube tray, put it in the freezer, and then just break a couple cubes off and drop that in their milk replacer. And that's a way to help protect your bottle calf, who might be at increased risk of diarrhea and other health problems.
Lancaster emphasizes the significance of sanitation.
I really stress for people the cleanliness of the preparation of the milk or milk replacer or colostrum, and also the equipment that they're feeding with. You would be surprised how fast bacteria can reproduce in a little bit of milk sitting at the little bit of a bottle. And if you just put the next feeding right on top of it, you're feeding that calf bacteria.
Lancaster goes on to discuss transitioning calves from milk to feed.
As far as weaning, earliest is probably about 6 weeks. Calves less than 6 weeks can't increase their starter intake. They just don't have the capacity to do that. And so when you take milk away less than 6 weeks of age, you're really limiting the nutrition of that calf. Really, the best way to wean them is not based on age, but based on starter intake. And so you'd like to have that calf eating 1 to 2 pounds a day of starter before you take the milk away. At about 2 weeks of age, start putting it out there. They eat it better if you got it raised up off the ground. And I particularly like a textured feed, meaning not pelleted. That texture adds scratch to the rumen and starts to develop that rumen. So they'll start eating some of that before they even start to eat some hay, and put a little long stem hay out there. They don't have the population to digest that forage very well at an early age, but they will still nibble and eat on it. And that long stem stuff scratches the wall of the rumen and starts to develop those rumen papillae and the absorptive capacity in the rumen. And so we still want to get some long stem hay into them.
That was Philip Lancaster, K-State beef expert, and Amelia Willems, Mississippi State professor, sharing advice on bottle calves. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Blue Rapids Community Action Team will host a fried chicken dinner with Fixin's Monday evening. Serving begins at 5 at the community center. Enjoy the evening and enjoy the fried chicken dinner. Serving begins at 5 Monday evening at the community center in Blue Rapids. Everyone is welcome.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more. KNDY.
beside partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version. Boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I've got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin lace.
I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Could radio be right for you? If you're considering a career move that can put your skills to work in an interesting and impactful way, call us today at KNDY.
We are looking to round out our team with the right individual who wants to make a difference in communicating news and information while providing entertainment and all while supporting and building our local businesses.
Perhaps you or someone you know has some radio or media experience.
Perhaps you have a talent that you'd like to share.
Tell us what you bring to the table, and let's see if we're the right fit for you. Upfront, our small market approach does demand a multitask individual who's willing and able to grow, learn, and adapt.
We'd be particularly interested in those outgoing, creative personalities. A background with technology and multimedia applications would be helpful.
But any past experience or career interest in radio, small business development, marketing, and communications would be considered. This could be part-time or full-time, depending on your level of experience and expectations.
Since a major focus of radio is helping businesses succeed and grow through effective marketing, any background or interest in this area is especially helpful.
Again, give us a shout if you or someone you know is interested in joining us at KNDY. We're a long-time, locally owned and operated business and offer a fun, fast-paced environment with flexibility and long-term rewards.
Learn more on our website, kndyradio.com, then reach out with your questions and or application today.
KNDY.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.